don't we start off by saying what exactly we want to get from this? Like, what is it that we, you know what I mean? Like, what do you want to get out of this and stuff like that? How about we start with that?
That's a good idea.
Woo, that's a good mama nut, y'all.
Minus the ghetto-ness / ratchet / petty, bitter, all of the above.
Well, of course. We're going to be serious now, Mom.
Jeez. Sorry. Well, I think Chelsea, you should go first.
Yeah, I'll start. One, I think it's a good way to get most of us to talk more often because we don't barely get to talk that much. So that's one. Two, I think that we are funny, but I don't know if we're funny to other people. So this will be interesting to find out. And three, I think that we talk about a lot of things, or we all have a lot of things going on in our life that are different or similar that other people can relate to. So I think that if we allow people to listen to it, or if people were to listen to it, it could be good because we could be helping people. We can start a lot of conversations. We can give advice. We can get advice. So that's it.
Like you said, saying that it's a better way for us to communicate because we're always busy, brings us closer, and you know, other people don't really talk about this amongst their friends, so this is a good way for them to learn some stuff and feed off of each other. I guess I'm done.
Jessica, next.
All right, I'm doing this because we don't talk much. It's a great way to connect, hear about everyone's life here, and just bounce back ideas. And it's an experience, and that's what I really want to get out of it. Keep it short. And laugh.
No, to be honest, like, I think this is, I'm not trying to be repetitive, but I definitely agree with Jessica. This is a great opportunity. We all have busy lives, and you know, for example, I'm a mom. I'm always occupied. Chelsea's always, like, working like a Hebrew slave. Addy, too. Fabiola is just, I don't know what she says. But no, it's okay.
I'm chilling.
Not cleaning her house.
Fuck my mom, man.
She... No, but anyways, this is just a great opportunity to communicate with each other and just keep up with each other.
Okay, my name is Adiola. I'm a college student.
Fab, seriously now? Seriously. You're rude.
I live with my parents. It's kind of hard living with my parents, you know. They give me everything, but then again, you know, they have their rules. You know, I want to live on my own so I can venture out, see more people, meet new people, network, and, you know, find a job through people by connecting. And by being on my own, I feel like I could be more independent. I could do stuff by myself. I don't have to rely on my dad or my mom. I just want to, like, it's really annoying sometimes. It has its advantage and disadvantage. So, like, I want to venture out. Does anybody have something to say?
So, what's your plan?
My plan, I'm looking for a better job. Still looking. You know, it's hard to get a job out here. It's really hard. So, once I find a better job, that's when I plan to move out and go into some, like, I know there's some places by Nova where they do housing for college students. So I will look into that as soon as I find a better job. So that's what I'm working on as of right now.
That's a good plan. I would say, like, think about how much the rent would cost, like how much electricity would cost, water, like how you're going to get to work. You have to, like, see how much all these things, expenses will be, how much you think you'll spend on food every month, and then figure out, like, what your job will pay you every month.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, see, okay, if I get paid $15 an hour and I work 40 hours a week, how much is that after taxes? And then you have to see if you'll be able to afford all that stuff. Because it's expensive down there.
Mm-hmm. And it's another thing, too. It's like, should I should I just wait? Or, like, it's, I'm stuck in between a hard place because it's like, should I just stay home until, like, I graduate or move out and be on my own? I'm waiting for suggestions.
Well, in all reality, that's just a decision that you kind of, you have to make on your own, what you feel, you know, that you need. Because there's some people that feel like, you know, hey, it's staying with my parents is beneficial for me, you know. I don't really have to spend much. And then there's just some that want that that independence. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, their, that's goal, their goal, to be independent. So, so that bothers some people, and then it doesn't. It depends which one are you. Not that it's bad to stay with them, but that's the difference. Whether you want to be independent now or you want to be independent a little bit later.
True.
Good advice.
That is good advice.
Yeah.
She's been watching reviews. I heard Barbara Walters say that last week. You ain't slick, huh?
You know what? I'm so over this.
Addie, you have anything else to say? Like, anything else you want to ask?
No, that's, I like the advice Squala gave, you know. I'm going to just think about it. And, you know, my always saying, pray about it.
What's your biggest fear about living by yourself?
The bills.
Yeah, it's the bills. And I guess just being on my own because, you know, I was so sheltered. Like, everything was handed to me, basically. So, I guess me not, but then again, I don't know what I'm scared of, to be honest. I don't know.
I think you're scared of the unknown.
Of what, Jessica?
Of what?
The unknown. Like, what can happen? Because you've never been put in that situation.
Yeah, I just don't know what I'm... I don't know what I'm scared of.
I hear that. I mean...
I'm back.
Fab, you missed the best moment.
Jessica, go ahead.
All right, my question, I mean, I've asked this for many years, but I'm scared to make the wrong, like, career choice. Like, I don't want to invest in something and then always looking for a job. You get what I mean? Like, in the medical field, you're guaranteed a job. But if I go into business, you know, they can have a budget cut or whatever the case may be. And so that's my current issue, like, are you guys happy? Like, let me say this. Everyone that's graduated, like, are you happy with the career choice you made? Or do you feel like you need to, like, explore something different? Cricket.
Paula, Chelsea, you're the only ones who graduated.
I'm unemployed. If y'all want to talk about kids, that subject's for me. But if you talk about jobs,
I think you should do something that makes you happy. It's not always about, to me, but it's up to you. It's not always about the money, because there's many people in life who are miserable and have money. And there's people who are making ends meet and they're happy as day. So it really depends on you. What makes you happy? What motivates you, you know?
You know what? I gotta say one thing. Poor people always saying it's a rich person out there who ain't happy. Well, when y'all find that motherfucker, can y'all please bring them to me? Because I ain't never met one.
I say this because there's a man that goes to my church, and he got money. But he's miserable. Like, his wife wants to leave him, and it's just a whole bunch of mess going on.
Well, I think you can't say he's miserable. A lot of people, I think money, yeah, can money make you happy? But a lot of our problems can be fixed with money.
True. And that's why I don't want to leave the medical field, because there's always money.
So, let's go back to Jessica's making the right career move.